second half of the Johannesburg Forum. Just sorting out those winners. Congratulations to Bob and Alex. We almost talked them out of those bras. Okay, Prof. Gary is here tonight after a bit of an absence and whatever. He's been a busy, busy guy, so we're able to nail him down again. He's based out in Centurion. He does a lot of other things, and you know, as we go through the shows, he'll leak out a little bit of what he does and those types of things. But tonight, Prof's going to talk about, well, both of us, but we're going to talk about the importance of list building. Now, let's just think of the days before social media, because it has application for both pre-social media and post-social media. Welcome.
Good evening, Al.
Hey, how are you?
Good to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a while, almost a month.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking forward to tonight's talk on list building, because whether you have an online business or an offline business, you need a way to communicate with your prospects and customers on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is what list building is all about. Everybody tends to look for new customers, but they ignore or neglect their existing customers. And list building is trying to get past that. Now, you mentioned social media, obviously very, very important, but something that some people ignore is email marketing.
I think I'm a big, big, big fan of email. In fact, I believe that email has more advantages than social media. Social media is maybe there to create the hype and everything, but in the end, it's the email, personalized messages, for example, or timeliest messages about products or services that might be useful. So if you know your market, if you have, we have a huge list. Ours is growing very fast. And for those people that are interested in, for example, automotive things, then we, you know, try to target automotive specials or events or that type of thing. And the same thing with whether it's something else, baking or food type of things. That's really a growing sector. So list is king, I think, especially email.
Yeah. Email marketing is extremely important, but once we start talking about list building and email marketing, we have to mention permission marketing.
Yeah.
People are more sophisticated today. They don't want to be irritated by you knocking on their doors without them giving you permission to speak to them. So permission marketing is trying to make from a stranger a friend and a friend a customer. So the question is really, how do we go about
it? I was just going to say, for the people that are listening now, so we've given them the fact that email marketing or building a list is critical. So somebody listening out there says, okay, how do we do that? How do we start?
All right. There are many ways of doing that. You know as well as I do, when you attend network functions, and we all do that on a regular basis, what do we actually do with those cards and those names that we collect? We tend to be quite bad with doing that. We get home or to the office with our stack of cards, and we dump it in our drawer, and we never touch them again. And that is an ideal way of building your list. Every time you meet somebody, take their card, put their card on their names on your list.
Yeah.
And
even so to send a hi, great to meet you, you know, if you ever need us, et cetera, et cetera, that type of thing. Just a reminder, I think.
Yes. What I find incredible as well, when attending these meetings, people come to me and they're trying to sell something to me, either a product or a service. I give them my information, and very frequently I don't hear from them again. Now, there was a hot prospect. They approached me.
Yep.
I showed interest. I gave them my name to them, and yet they never communicate with
me
again. They never follow up. Right, so next time you go to a network meeting, go and collect cards. I was at an exhibition the other day, and I found it quite interesting. This guy was walking around with a box, and he went to every stall, and he said, I'm having a course on Friday, and one of the prizes is you can attend it for free. I only need your business card. Now, if somebody puts in their business card, obviously it shows that they are interested in your service.
Yeah.
And he just collected a big list. And that very next day, I got an email from the person.
Yeah.
And he followed it up a couple of times, even with an SMS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's also a bit ignored.
Yeah.
I don't believe in only SMS, but in combination with emails, that really works well.
Yeah.
So you can send out the email invitations, for instance, to a course or to a function, and then a day or two before, you can remind people again via SMS.
Now there comes a fine line, and I think as digital marketers, our experiences might be different. I don't know, but I want to ask you, how many times should you keep sending that email or that SMS? Do you keep sending it, or is there kind of a number that you stop at and not send it anymore because you don't want to be, you know, bugging that person or, you know, pestering that person? Do you have a
It's a very good question, and there's actually different answers to it. Depending on the product, depending on your audience, the people you're targeting, I reckon you can send a newsletter 2 to 4 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
I believe once or twice a month is probably adequate. I wouldn't send it 4 times.
Yeah.
If you have a function, you can follow it up, but just remember, just change the content of that email every time. And maybe give another advantage or benefit of attending the function or buying the product. So don't keep on sending the same email.
Yeah.
Especially the heading as well. And I just read up on research this afternoon, and it says that your response go down every time you use the same heading.
Mm.
Now,
that's
an interesting one. If you're sending out newsletters, generally it says newsletter.
Yeah.
So what they suggest is that take one of your articles in that or a key factor of that newsletter and use that, or at least part of that, as part of your heading. Because
like petrol price going down to one rand a liter or something, yeah?
Isn't it going up quite a bit on Wednesday nights?
Yeah, next 24 hours. Whoa.
Yes. So email marketing really does work. You have to get names. Mm-hmm. You have to start building your list. So take that business card, and there's a big no-no in this game, and that is never to buy a list. You can never use a cold list. You have to get the permission of the person to get onto your list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people make that mistake. And please, and I've just received another email the other day from a medium-sized business, very well-known business in Centurion, I might add. And please, at the bottom of your email, always have an unsubscribe option.
I think that's important.
These guys keep on bugging me, and there's no option to unsubscribe.
I get that from overseas a lot, and I'm surprised. Overseas are supposed to be more developed in these things in terms of digital and email marketing, but yet I've had a couple from Europe who you really have to dig to find that unsubscribe. And, of course, it's in a different language, which makes it even tougher because I can't see that word unsubscribe in English.
So unsubscribe, even if you have a list, even if somebody's been on your list for a year or two, you still need to have the unsubscribe. Because if that person does not want to receive it anymore, let them out.
Hmm. What about competitions? Is it a good thing to have, let's give a competition away? Let's give a prize away or something. People enter that, and then is it okay to kind of add their names to that list? To that email list.
Yes, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea to get their email address. From running a competition.
Yeah.
And then obviously they can unsubscribe at any time. But don't just get a list of names somewhere.
Yeah.
I remember many years ago when we still did mail marketing, snail mail.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to buy lists.
Buy labels. Remember? We used to buy labels.
Yes.
There's 5,000 labels of the top executives.
Effective letters. I don't know if they still exist out in Randburg somewhere. Yeah. And we bought those lists and then sent a normal mail to them.
Did it work?
Depending on the type of product, obviously, and how targeted that group was, my response generally was around 1%.
Okay.
So it's very low.
Yeah.
But once you have customers and once you target them again, you can expect around 10% response, which is excellent.
Boy, that's high. 10% is a big number.
That's obviously what's referred to as a warm list. So yeah. It's obviously people knowing you.
Yeah.
You have credibility with them, and it's easier for them to respond.
Yeah. Okay. I noticed a couple of ones which were interesting in the last couple of months, where you can enter this competition, but if you also send the invite to, say, 5 of your friends, then then you get, for every friend that you send that to who signs up, you get an extra entry fee. So I could see that becoming very viral. Have you had any experience with ones like that?
I have. I have a bit of a concern about that. You know, every time somebody phones me and say, telling me that a friend gave me your number, I say, who's that friend? I want that name right now.
Yeah.
Because my friends will not give my name to salespeople. And so I think there's a bit of a negativity around that one, where people just put your name down. It recently happened to me, and it's a company in Europe as well. It's a great platform where you can actually do contract work. And I suggested that a friend of mine gives me a referral.
Yeah.
And now they're buggering him with emails.
Oh, no.
And there's no unsubscribe again.
Yeah.
And he phoned me and he said, what's happening? You know, I apologized, obviously. And,
yeah.
But still, they can't unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. So that's almost like a cold list.
Yeah.
That person never gave permission to be contacted.
Mm. Okay. Now we move into kind of social media. Social media, I think it's, I wouldn't call it easier, but it's different to create a list there. So you put up a Facebook page or LinkedIn account or that type of thing, and then people join. But what you do end up getting is their Facebook account or their LinkedIn account rather than their actual email.
Yes.
And so you would do all the kind of promotions and marketing on that. Like, for example, a Facebook group, you can kind of broadcast to everybody in that group. Is that working? Is that, you know,
it is working. There's some companies that's doing extremely well with that and only doing that. But generally, I would still say that email will trump social media.
Why would you say that?
Because social media is really for fun.
Yeah.
That's really why it was started. Therefore, the name
social media, yeah.
And emails are more directed at business. Plus, more people have emails than on social media.
That's true.
So they're easier to contact. You can contact them directly. If I just look at my social media pages, there's so much information and so many posts that many of them do not get to my attention at all. Where if somebody sends me an email, it's in my face. I can't ignore it.
I know it's there until you kind of move it somewhere. Yeah.
The problem is obviously it's so easy to delete.
Yeah.
It takes a second or two.
Mm.
And I do delete many of them.
I think I spend an hour and a half every morning just, I'm doing about 400 emails now a day. It's just getting ridiculous.
That's why it's wonderful to actually set up a couple of email addresses.
Yeah.
And when you subscribe anywhere, you use certain addresses. So you can ignore that email address sometimes. It's interesting, the better internet marketers will actually ask you for your best email address. And what they do sometimes, they use PayPal, for instance, as a payment platform. Mm. And as soon as you use your PayPal account, that is generally your best email address.
That is your best one. Well, it's linked to an account of money or merchandising,
correct,
right?
Correct.
I noticed that. Did you find when Gmail did that change? They now took it upon themselves to help all of us by creating a social tab, a kind of general tab, and there was promotions or something else. And I know that a lot of email marketers went, they would complain because now all of a sudden they felt that their emails weren't getting through. I don't know. I found that it didn't make that much difference. This is the new Gmail. Do you use Gmail?
I use it just because sometimes you need it Google.
Yeah.
Because I use other... I believe that if you're in business, a Gmail account is not the right thing to
do. No, it leaves
I don't take anybody seriously who sends me an email on a Gmail account. So get a website, use WordPress. It's so easy today. It is very cheap to do it. Mm. There's no excuse not having a website anymore. And as soon as you have a website, you can create some email addresses with that website.
I don't know if people knew that. So once they buy the domain,
yes,
like a co.za domain, I think it's under 100 grand.
75 grand.
75 grand. And that gives you your info@ or George@ or, you know, ProfGary@.
Correct, yes.
Whatever domain. And then that just, you can connect that to, if you use Outlook, it's very easy to connect. A few little settings here and there. Done. You've got a professional looking, starting your branding, your company and personal branding.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's listing. I mean, what else can you think of in terms of, what else, other things that people can do to build that list? We've had promotions. We've had giveaways. I don't know what else. Give out cards.
Well, start as well with the list of email addresses on your phone and on your email list. So people you know, start targeting them and ask them to actually forward those emails to somebody who might be interested. We all have a couple of hundred email addresses on our computers.
Mm.
So start with that, and every time if you are selling pizzas, for instance, every time a customer walks into your door, ask for his name and email address.
Yes,
and but you need to offer them something for free.
Yes, that's right.
Give the card, but that's very easy in any business. So here's a 10 rand voucher for your next purchase, maybe, or I'll give you a 5% or 10% discount right now.
Yeah.
Just to give me your details, and I'm going to put you on the list.
I've seen a few places, restaurants included, but businesses, even plumbers, electricians, tradespeople, car dealers. They seem to have this big glass fishbowl at the front of the reception. They say, if you know, put your business card in here, and you could win a service or a whatever, blah, blah, blah. And what a great idea. You know, people are, you know, putting their business cards in all the time, and again, great way to build up a list. How do people contact you?
Go to my website. Yep. It's quite.
You got lots of websites.
I've got a couple of websites. Yes. But the best one to go to, my best website.
Go your best website out of all the 60 or so.
ProfGary.co.za. As easy as that.
Okay. Prof. ProfGary.
.co.za. As easy as that.
Wow.
And the email address is just as easy to remember. It's ProfGary@ProfGary.co.za.
Repeat myself. Okay.
Just that sounds like Bafana Bafana or something. Mm. You know, you can't forget that email address.
Repetition, huh? The repetition. Yeah. Other than that, everything going good from your side?
Yeah, no problem. Too many opportunities, too little time.
Yeah, I know
that's
what you mean.
My biggest complaint.
Yeah.
Busy with some exciting projects with the government on promoting internet entrepreneurs.
Music to my ears.
That's a big one. It's for a specific city. I can't talk about it yet. But hopefully it will roll out to the rest of the country because we need those entrepreneurs.
Yes, we do.
And it is actually quite easy. And with the internet, you have a wide global market.
Mm.
And you can earn foreign currency.
Ooh, that should be appealing, eh?
U.S. dollars.
You could buy petrol in with U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
Prof, thank you again for coming through. I know it's been hard. I know you're busy, but I really appreciate you coming through. And best of luck. We'll see you next time when you come through again, next month. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Al. Great being here. And to everybody out there, start building your list and start building it today.
Okay.
Good night. Thanks.
Al Karaki and Monique Rafir for the Joburg Forum.